Club and Young Explosives Corp has submitted a request for an outdoor fireworks display to take place Saturday, August 24th, 2024 at approximately 9 p.m. at the Riverwinkle Country Club in Paleville, New York for a private party, and whereas the required information has been submitted, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, instruct the town clerk to authorize the permit for an outdoor fireworks display and contact the appropriate emergency personnel as required.
Okay.
Motion.
Second. Motion by JR, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next resolution, purchase of a 2025 ambulance. Whereas the town board bonded $224,360 for the purchase of a 2025 ambulance from Northeastern Rescue Vehicles, so therefore the Catskill Town Board hereby approved the expenditure of $224,360 for the purchase of a 2025 FDWCT3 E350 unit number 6214030 from Northeastern Rescue Vehicles.
Motion
by Dawn, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Justice Court Exam. Whereas the accounting office of RBT LLP CPA examined the town of Catskill Justice Court records and dockets for the year ending in December 31st, 2023, and whereas this examination was performed with the guidelines set forth by New York State Comptroller, and whereas this examination indicated that the court records and dockets were maintained within those guidelines, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, acknowledge that the RBT LLP CPA have completed the required examination of the town of Catskill Justice Court records for the year ending December 31st, 2023.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
Second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Declare surplus property, Highway Department. Whereas the ambulance administrator wishes... Oh, no. This is... Declare surplus property, ambulance. Whereas the ambulance administrator wishes to declare a 1990... Oh, no. Okay.
I forgot to change that. Just do Highway Superintendent.
Okay. Wishes to declare 1996 International Truck Number 41 as surplus property. So therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby declare the 96 International Truck Number 41 as surplus property and authorize Central Garage to auction the vehicle.
Motion.
Motion by JR. Second. Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Need a motion to declare an ambulance, the 2013 Chevrolet, as surplus property as it will be replaced by the new ambulance we're purchasing.
Motion.
Second by Brian, first by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
And then the final one is Highway Department purchase plow and sander. Last meeting we approved one, except it was supposed to be for two. So whereas quotes were received by Toads LLC and Undersource Well Pricing, which is state bid, through Toads LLC, those being Toads Fisher 9.6 V2 stainless plow with LED headlights for $9,500, Fisher Tempest stainless steel hopper 3 cubic yards, $8,450, Sourcewell pricing, Fisher 9.5-12 stainless plow with LED lights, $10,106, Fisher Tempest stainless steel hopper 3 cubic yards, $9,064.30, and whereas Toads LLC included a municipal discount of $1,100, so therefore, we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby authorize the purchase from Toads LLC of a Fisher plow and sander in the amount of $16,850.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion so carried. That's all of them, right, Liz?
Yes.
And Leeds fire budget for next week. A meeting with us in the board of the Leeds Fire Department. Probably the other night that works best for you.
Wednesday or Thursday.
We want to give them those two options, Liz, and they can pick one. Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
You're off Thursday, right?
Yeah, I'm off. I'm sorry.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll do it at the. Do they want to do it here or the Leeds Firehouse? Do you know?
You can inform us.
Let us know if they'd rather meet there or here. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And just a little update on the fire contract negotiations with the Village of Catskill. Their board met. They weren't inclined to accept our 176 or 186 offer. They're countered with $195,000. Looking at things and speaking to Patrick, your input's important too. If we were to do a one-year contract where they agree any overages would go to a reserve account for the fire, I would probably be inclined to do a one-year deal in time for them to get their finances in order for us to do a legitimate longer contract down the road.
I'm fine with that. I just want them to make sure with that 195 that our firemen get what they need.
Well, that's why the village has agreed to put it in the agreement. We can't tell them how to spend the money, unfortunately, but at least they're going to agree to put it in the agreement that says any overages would go into a reserve account for the fire department. But we just would have to trust that they're going to do the right thing. This is a new village board, so this is their first round with this. That's why I think the one-year contract's the best idea until they can get their house in order. So if you guys are all okay with that, I'll make that offer to the village and we'll schedule a joint public meeting and public hearing.
Sounds good.
You good with that?
You're okay to discuss?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if we had to do a vote or anything.
No. This is
fine.
The fire contract's open meetings anyway, but I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed with where they're at. We brought it to their attention over the last 3 to 5 years. They've been probably not giving $30,000 a year to the fire department. That was why we decided to offer a 50-50 split. Their finances need the town to keep the fire department going. And hopefully the one-year deal for $195 gives them time to get their finances in order so we can do a long-term.
What about the reserve, though? I think there should be stipulation.
Well, we can stipulate it, but we can't tell them how to spend the money, unfortunately.
But the village is the one.
The village
agreed
to that. Yeah, they agreed to put the stipulation in there, but once we cut the check, we have no oversight on the money.
Right, but what we do have is next year, too.
Right, that's why I'm agreeing to a one-year. I think it's best to do a one-year. So
I think that gives them time to put a future planning
together
in place for truck replacement and equipment replacement and Scott Air Pack and all that stuff.
Yeah, and also with what's going on with the state, the one-year contract doesn't tie us into a long-term deal because if this OSHA stuff passes, we're going to see a whole different layout for fire departments. And anybody have anything else? Anything from the public?
No. I'm actually interested in the OSHA, how that changes things for a fire department, because I love a fireman.
There's a whole set of state regulations they're discussing now that are going to, it's going to really put a heavy cost on volunteer fire departments. Mandatory truck replacements after a certain amount of years, even though the trucks don't get the mileage and stuff that they need to be replaced. Different kinds of testing and physicals for people that wouldn't be expected out of volunteers. A big financial investment, and you'll see some smaller districts have to merge with larger ones. You'll see a big change in the, if it passes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on it. I'm not sure, where do you live?
No, I have a place here. I also live across in Columbia.
Yeah, if you ever have a chance, any of these volunteer firemen, they're much more experts on it, and they'd be able to explain it better than I do. I've just been hearing it from all of them saying that they're worried about this.
Yeah, interesting.
On that note, if no one else has anything, we'd like to go into the executive session and discuss a personnel matter. And we won't be making any decisions this evening, and we'll be adjourning our meeting when we come out.
Motion
by Don Skinapico, second by JR. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.